Welcome back to this already the final segment of The Price of Business. Delighted to be with you here tonight to talk to you about you and your business. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the commercial tax front. I have been really adamant to business owners out there, to individuals in general, that if there's any area they can fight with the government with, they should put up a fight. Shame on them if they don't do that. And I would say a great example of that would be our friends over at commercialtax.com. They're on the front lines of helping people get lower property taxes. And I just want to say, for disclosure's sakes, they represent my house, if you will, when it comes to Harris County Authority, to make sure I'm paying the lowest taxes possible, and I'm grateful for them and grateful to have you gentlemen on.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
Yeah, Terry English and Adam Cedar. It's good to see both of y'all.
Good to see you, Kevin. It's actually Harvey English.
Harvey, yeah, sorry. You know you guys look too much alike.
No, I know. It's the curse.
That's right. The English brothers. That's right. All right, let's talk a little bit. You know, I can kind of articulate basically what you all do, but I'm pretty sure, Terry, you do a better job than I can. Give us that 411, what you're all about.
Well, Commercial Tax Network, we've been in business for 20 years, and, you know, we have highly trained staff. We've honed the procedures for, you know, doing the appeals and approaching it from understanding of what the appraisal district, how they come to their values. And that's the way we have been probably one of the best results of any consulting firm. Myself, I'm a state certified appraiser, and my brother Terry, he is has worked for the appraisal district in Harris County and also in Brazoria County. So we've been in the business of appraising and doing valuations for a number of years. So we've been, this year has been kind of a year where it's been really difficult. The appraisal districts have to try to maintain their tax base while applying the tax code the way they're supposed to appeal properties, be uniform and equal, and also be market value reflecting the market. So we found this year that they've been kind of slay. They've trying to hold the line from last year, but the sales and the uniform and equal that we do have been real beneficial for us to get them get values even lower than last year.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's absolutely crucial. One of the things that's happening is clearly the government's in trouble financially on all levels, and so the more they can get and in a more arbitrary fashion, the more they're going to want to do that. Adam, talk a little bit about why property, if you will, is a sweet spot for government and revenue.
One of the main things I see the most of all is that property owners in the city of Houston don't even know that they have the option to protest their property taxes. It's not something that's constantly in their ear. It's not something that they've even been told they can do. They just get their tax bill and they pay it like clockwork every year. Right now, we have a list of 530 homes that are over $1 million that either didn't show up for their hearings or they didn't even file a protest. And on the other end, I've got 1,500 clients or accounts that I have of commercial property over 500,000 that the same thing. They didn't show up or they didn't even file.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of knowing you have the option, because I'm sure these people would like to have that option to pay a fair value, when right now it's like, you know, they're not even acknowledging the fact.
That's right. All right, talk about this. So not only do they have the option to fight it, and I really think a moral responsibility and a financial and a stewardship responsibility to fight it, but they can fight it at literally no cost other than what they save.
Absolutely.
So talk about how that works.
Well, we work primarily on a contingency fee, where if we don't save you any money, then there's no charge for all the work that we do, the research, and, you know, It's pretty much a win-win situation, and I'm a proponent of protesting every year. But you don't protest one year, you go in the next year and they go, well, you know, the value didn't change from last year. Why do you have a problem with it now? You know, it was okay last year, now it's not okay. Well, you know, what's up with that? You know,
yeah.
But we, most all of our properties, we protest every year, whether we got a reduction last year or not, whether it went up or not. And we've been able to keep most of our properties a good amount below what it was last year. So everybody thinks we're in a recovery of sorts, But the bottom line is that there's a lot of foreclosures out there, and now by law, there's been a lot of new tax law changes. We're up on all those, so we're able to really do a lot of good for people and keep their out-of-pocket expenses as low as we can.
Yeah. Adam, you want to talk about some of the type of clients that you're pursuing out there? Your main focus is on businesses, but you also like to get homeowners as well.
Well, yeah, in both senses, we like to help everyone, and the homeowners do own businesses as well. So, you know, it goes both ways with that aspect. And, you know, everybody that owns property that's out there that has any questions, I mean, they can call us. We can run a free analysis for them. Our number is 281-897-1119. Just give us a call, or you can go on our website. It's www.commercialtax.com.
You want to add to that?
Yeah, we also do not only the real estate, but we also do business personal property for all you business owners out there, you know, understanding the way the property, your business personal property accounts, you have to render every year. If you don't render, you have a 10% penalty on the taxes that you would have paid anyway. So if you don't understand how to render your business personal property, your furniture, fixtures, assets, inventory, those type of things, that's one of our specialties. And, you know, many times what we see is misclassifications of a lot of the assets on those renditions. So now's a good time to get it squared away, you know, and give us time to analyze the asset listing. And so we not only do the real estate, but we also do the business personal property, and we'll also offer litigation in case the appraisal district or the appraisal review board doesn't respond to our appeal. We'll file a lawsuit on them.
Yeah. Adam, how busy are you guys now comparatively, historically?
Well, this time of the year, we're getting ready for sub error filing. A lot of clients that didn't protest, we're sending our letters out, telling them they have the option. But historically, we're gearing up for the next season. It's really a busy time of the year for us because we're, you know, December, everybody's paying their taxes, or January 31st when they're due.
Yeah,
that's really when everybody starts getting in gear with the tax issue.
Yeah, absolutely. People have to be cognizant of that. And I'm telling you, I say shame on you if you're not taking care of this by fighting back. Shame on you. You're not being a good steward. You work too hard for your money. And you know what? Your property values in this economy aren't increasing that much, but the need for government revenues is at an all-time high, and that's why they're coming after you. True?
Absolutely.
No question about it.
No question about it.
Mr. Cedars, Mr. English, make sure you learn more about them at commercialtax.com. That's commercialtax.com. Phone number again?
281-897-1119.
Great job. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your evening, and I hope you spend it right here on this station.
Thank you.